Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Amas Hamayim is a water canal. She'eino yichoydol hikatzer ka'achas. How wide is this water canal? If you were standing in the middle of it, you wouldn't be able to cut from both sides at the same time. Rabbi Yehuda Mavsekas, Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, so you have two fields over here and each one needs its own Peya. Let's stop for a second. What did we learn in Mishnah Aleph? Let's turn back to Mishnah Aleph for a minute. We learned, Ve'elu Mavsekin Lepeya, these things separate a field. Hanachal V'Hashlulis, a stream or an irrigation canal. And there too, it runs through the field. We didn't say over there that it has to be so wide that you can't cut both sides at the same time. That mission seemed to say that any water canal that runs through the field or irrigation canal separates the field. Even if I could stand in the middle and cut from this side and cut from the other side. Zakta Batanura and Hanami, Rabbi Yehuda, is arguing on the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said it's always mafsig. Rabbi Yehuda says only if it's wide enough that you can't cut both sides at the same time if you're standing in the middle. Zakta Mishnah weiter, V'chol Heharim. We have here a field that has a hill in the middle, but it's a real pointy hill. So if I'm coming with my axe and the plowing apparatus, the plowing machine that's connected to it, I can't make it over this hill. It's too steep. So what they would do is they would plow around the hill with the animal and the big machine. And as far as the top of the hill is concerned, we're not going to waste that space. They used hand tools. Zakt the Mishnah, this does not divide the field. V'chol ahar, these type of hills in the middle of the field, asher b'mader, with this tool that you plow with by hand, yeyodeirun, you do the hand plowing with, afal pi she'eino bakar yochel lavra b'kelev, even though, let's say, the axe, it can't pass through with the plowing machine behind it, so for now the farmer left the top of the hill unplowed, I don't say that it divides the field. It gives one payah for the entire field. So again, let's go back to the previous Mishnah. There we said if you leave a strip unplowed, it does divide the field, and you do have to give payah from both sides. So how come here with the hill it's different? And the answer is there, when people look at it, they say, wow, the farmer didn't plow the strip. For whatever reason, he considers it two separate fields. But over here, when you look at the part that's unplowed on top of the mountain, so what do people think? Oh, he couldn't do it with his axe, so he went around. And soon he'll come back with the hand tool. So Lamaisa, this is how the Batanut explains it. People consider both sides of the hill as if it was one field. And Memela, that would be a kula in regard to Peya, that he only has to give one Peya for the whole field.